We're joined by NPR's Philip Reeves in London, where Amnesty is based. Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
We should say here that the U.S. drone policy has been a controversial topic for some time now, but this is Amnesty now saying there might be war crimes involved. That's a significant accusation to make, and tell us how they reached that conclusion.
Yeah, Amnesty's reviewed 45 drone strikes that happened in North Waziristan. That's in the tribal belt that borders Afghanistan. And these happened between January of last year and last month. And they've examined 9 of these in particular. And its report highlights a couple of incidents. In one, it says that, according to witnesses, 18 labourers were killed when a missile crashed into their tent where they'd gathered for an evening meal. A second missile then struck those who came to help the wounded. And in the second, it was an attack that killed a 68-year-old grandmother. And Amnesty says this was witnessed by some of her grandchildren, 3 of whom were injured.
So Amnesty really painting a portrait of the actual victims and making the argument that, at least in terms of their research, these are not people who should be suspected of terrorism. I mean, they're innocent civilians.
Yes, and I think by highlighting cases like this, they're bringing home their point. They say they're very concerned about these and other strikes and that they've resulted in unlawful killings and may constitute extrajudicial executions or war crimes. So Amnesty calls on the US to comply with its obligations under international law by investigating the killings that it's documented and by providing the victims with full reparation. It says it recognises that some US drone strikes may not violate international law, but the US, it says, has a legal obligation to ensure that independent investigations are conducted into these, into drone strikes, especially where civilians are involved, and calls on it to make public information about its drone program.
So is Amnesty basically saying, Phil, that the US has not been transparent in terms of the impact of these attacks?
Oh, very much so. I mean, the US doesn't give details about drone strikes or even acknowledge responsibility. But officials, American officials, have, of course, long maintained that they're based on reliable intelligence, that they're accurate, and that the vast majority of the victims are members of armed groups such as Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The president's spoken of the need for there to be near certainty that no civilians will be killed or injured before a strike can take place. Clearly, the US considers the program to be a key weapon against insurgent groups. But, of course, there's a very widespread belief in Pakistan that these strikes kill large numbers of civilians. And critics of the program say that this is why it's counterproductive, because it sows resentment against the US and it makes it, therefore, easier for the militants to operate and expand in numbers.
An interesting timing of this report, Phil, with the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, in Washington, meeting with President Obama tomorrow. It certainly adds a backdrop to that meeting.
Yes, Mr. Sharif has long been a staunch critic of the drone strikes. So there's speculation, of course, that he will use this occasion to press for an end to them. However, there's a difference between the public and the private positions of senior Pakistani government officials on this issue. Some senior figures in government and in the army are known to have in the past privately supported drone strikes. And indeed, a certain element of the Pakistani public actually feels the same way. Incidentally, Amnesty expresses concern too about Pakistan and what it calls the failure of the Pakistani authorities to protect and enforce the rights of victims of drone strikes. So this is a report that's not only leveled at the United States.
NPR's Philip Reeves joining us from London. Phil, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.